like I said, man, I don't know that I've necessarily lived enough life to have like this perfect girl. I've met a lot of great people, a lot of great women throughout my life. People makes it sound like I'm maybe swinging both ways, but I'm not. But I just didn't want to like be derogatory.
Is that a problem for you if they are?
Women? No, it's not a problem. We're not going down this road. We're gonna keep this as PC as possible.
I was just asking a question.
No, it's not a offended. Problem for me at all. It's just not my personal taste. Just like you don't like ranch, I don't like men.
It's not that I don't like ranch. All right, welcome back to the episode number one of the We're Not Sharing podcast. I am your host, Sean McNeil.
And I'm Sebastian Calgill.
Why did we start a podcast?
Well, man, you know, I think we had a lot of requests to start a podcast. It just seems like people can't get enough of us. They want to hang out. We're cool.
They think we're dating.
They do think we're dating. And there's a lot of stuff they want to know.
They do.
And the big thing we want to cover here is that we're not sharing.
We're not sharing anything. We don't share our friendship.
Nope.
We get one milkshake when we go out.
Yeah, we do. And we share with two straws.
Yeah, but we don't share with other people.
Right.
While we're drinking the milkshake.
No.
So let's just roll right into it then, man. So Sebastian announced this week that he is officially girl sober in the group chat. So what is girl sober?
That's a big moment for me, being girl sober. And I want to start by saying that it's a choice. It's not something that I was forced into. It's more of a conscious decision to focus on yourself.
You feel like you weren't forced into being girl sober?
No, I don't think I was forced into
being girl sober. Did you have a problem with girls?
No, I've never really had a problem with girls. Pretty stable relationships for most of my life.
Yeah.
And I think that the one thing that I thought I was lacking...
Do you hear my stomach growling already?
I do, yeah. we said we were going to talk about this before the episode, that his stomach was going to growl.
Yeah.
And here it is.
I've been up since 5.
Wow.
Yeah, and I haven't eaten yet.
Did you get your 30-30-30 in?
No, I told you I would throw up. If I don't know how Gary Brecka like does that.
Yeah. 30 grams of protein is a lot first thing in the morning.
Yeah, that's a lot of like food. For someone that doesn't eat breakfast ever, like that's a lot of food.
Well, and then to hop on the treadmill for 30 minutes, that's...
With all that, I would throw up.
It's a dense glob in your stomach, yeah.
I would throw up. Yeah. So you think you've had stable relationships?
Yeah. Yeah, super stable relationships. again, it was the thing that I thought I was lacking was personal development and growth. And, you know, it's kind of cliche to say finding out who you are and finding yourself, but that was the big thing.
Is that your politically correct answer?
That is my PC answer.
I like it. What's your
just because she may end up watching this.
Well, I'm on it. So she's definitely gonna watch it.
Right.
I am her future ex-husband. So, oh boy, she's going to watch that, see it, and then you're going to get a text.
I'll probably get a couple texts.
So what do you do?
Yeah, so girl sober is, like I said, it's a conscious choice. So it's obviously not pursuing any new relationships. It's not meeting any new women intentionally. It's not going out of your way to, you know, try to hook up with someone or go hang out with someone one-on-one. Yeah, it's personal development. It's growth.
Yeah.
It's going
is there
to the gym,
like a weekly
hanging
meeting?
Out with your guys.
Do you go to a weekly meeting?
Yeah, I actually just got my 2-month chip.
Nice. How's that going?
It's good, man. My sponsor is real proud of me.
Yeah. Who would sponsor that? Is it a girl?
I feel like that would kind of defeat the purpose of Girl Sober.
I feel like only a girl would tell you to go Girl Sober.
This is true. That feels like a very girl thing to do.
Yeah, because the only one in the group chat that's ever supported this girl soberness is
Lakin. Yeah, I know Lakin would support this.
Yeah.
For sure.
Who is Lakin? Are you boy sober? No? Are you seeing anybody?
That's definitely a no for anybody who didn't
would
catch
anyone
that off
want
the screen.
To see you?
Good talk, Lakin.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
So you go to a meeting. Like, how does it work? Do you stand up in front of everyone and go, "My name is Sebastian. I have a problem with women."
Yes. Except, like I said, I have super stable relationships in my past. So it's my name is Sebastian, and I have a problem with personal development.
Would your ex say that your relationship was stable?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Actually, I think if my ex could rate me on Yelp, I think I would get 5 stars.
Yeah. If I texted her right now and I said, rate your relationship with Sebastian 1 to 5 stars, go.
it's going to be a two.
Well, we wouldn't get an answer because she would take 3 days to text me back. But, like, let's be honest.
Right.
But she would give you a two?
It would
so,
be, it would
so
be
you
a
lied.
Two.
All right. Why do you think she'd give you a two?
Wow.
You're handsome.
No, that's a good point.
Like, if you're only dating for looks, like, I would date you.
Right. I'm handsome. I was a provider. I did all the right things.
You did.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did do all the right. You were a good boyfriend.
Thank you.
I often looked at you and I was like, I hope someone loves me like the way Sebastian loves.
And a good pet dad.
I'm not going to say her name.
We're not going to say her name. Yeah, good boyfriend, good pet dad.
Good pet dad.
Good provider.
Who got the dogs and cats and stuff in the divorce?
She did.
She did.
Yeah.
Does that hurt you?
No. You know, honestly, it was kind of, and I feel real bad about saying this because like I love the animals. Absolutely. But it was kind of a relief because.
Wow.
You know, I'm 24. Now I've got time to like really dial myself in.
Wow.
Don't really have any responsibilities anymore.
I love my dog.
Toast.
I love Toast.
Toast is a good dog.
He's faithful. He's loyal. Doesn't cheat on me with other dogs.
Dog dads.
Doesn't go around my neighborhood to the HOA and, you know, get into group chats with other dogs.
Or dog dads.
Or dog dads.
Yeah. Doesn't let anybody else walk them.
Doesn't meet somebody in the park and just, you know, slide into their, you know, it happens.
I get.
I'm not bitter, though. Yeah. I'm not bitter.
I feel like there's some resentment there. Dude, do you want to dive into that? That's not really a story about Toast, is it?
That's not about Toast.
Okay.
Because Toast is a good boy. He's a good boy.
Yeah.
He gets the treats. He's a rescue.
So he's a good boy.
He's a good boy. Yeah, yeah. He's a good boy. He was a rescue.
Absolutely.
I saved him from awful human beings.
Do you support rescue animals?
Yeah. 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 I actually almost went back. Like, I was like so happy when I got him because he was like so, I'm going to say braille, but I don't think that's the brittle.
Frail.
Because he was so skinny. Mm. It was like, I mean, you could see his spine. You could see his ribs. He had like all these medical problems at first. So I was like, I might go rescue another dog.
Kind of like your kid.
He is thin.
Yeah.
He is very thin. He loves the chicken nuggies.
Nuggies, just like his dad.
The dino nuggies. Well, I'm not a kid, so I eat the tenders.
Right.
I eat the tenders.
Right.
But
like father, like son, apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
It doesn't.
You know what they say.
Yeah, he likes the juice boxes. I like the juice-flavored alcohol.
Yeah.
Like the Blue Moons with the orange.
Have you had those like beatbox drinks? They come in a cardboard box. They're like 8 or 9% alcohol. I just didn't know if you had had them.
Yeah, they're not that good.
Yeah.
But that's a wine, though.
Yeah, they are like, is it fermented? Like a malt beverage?
I don't know. I'm not a connoisseur of wine. Yeah. So I have no idea.
We should talk about that too. You know, it's funny because like those malt, like the difference between a malt beverage or like the seltzers these days that have a shot of alcohol in them, like those affect my stomach very differently.
It's a very weird thing to bring up on this podcast. Explain that. Did your little tum-tum hurt?
No, I do get tummy aches sometimes if I drink like a malt beverage or too many malt beverages.
I had a little tum-tum ache.
Like
last
a Four
night.
Loko, like the original Four Lokos that were like malt beverages.
Oh, those are so good. I'm talking like, well, you're 24, I'm 32. So like back when I was in high school and I never drank underage, those were like the days of the Four Lokos.
Yeah, when they had caffeine in them too.
Oh my God, dude. It was like, and then they had
It was like a heart attack in a can.
I think it was called like Sparks.
Okay.
It was like a Sparks energy drink, but it had like 5 shots of liquor in it. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No,
I think it was called Sparks. Can you Google that, Lakin? Was it called Sparks drink, like alcohol? I think it was Sparks.
Gotcha.
And then on my... Oh,
we may have it pulled up here in a second.
He's Googling, he was Googling it.
We'll look at it.
Our Jamie was Googling it. So then we go to... I went to Japan on a deployment and they had something similar. Yeah. Yes. Sparks right there.
Oh, that looks like an amp can. Like
yeah.
Like the amp energy drink, those 99 cent ones.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Introduced 2002. Yeah. That's it. That's the can. And that thing would put you on your keister because it had like 5 shots of alcohol or something in it. Or at least the original ones. Well, it says 6%.
So the black top was 7%. The red top was 8%. And the yellow top was 8 as well.
Yeah, but while also having like alcohol. You know what I mean? So it's alcohol plus caffeine.
Yeah.
That thing would kick your ass.
That's kind of funny. They've got like the way it's done, it almost looks like a Duracell battery with like the polarity of the battery. Yeah. The
Duracell battery. Yeah. Sparks drinks. Oh man. Those things were so. They'll
probably charge you up.
Those things would put me on my ass, but.
Good deal. Well, I want to get back to
Girl Sober.
Yeah. Well, I really, before we go there, I want to touch on that adoption thing we had just mentioned too. Cause you said you have a rescue dog.
I do. Yeah.
You support rescues, you support adoptions. Do you support breeders? It's a better question.
Oh,
should we be breeding animals when there's so many rescues and adoption animals available?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's like, people make babies when there's like babies available.
Yeah. Should people be doing that?
I don't know. I mean,
If there are babies available, should we just be adopting?
Dude, adoption is expensive.
It is.
It's like 90 grand.
You know,
grand.
We just talked about that the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Right, the cost of adoption nowadays.
It's like 90 grand.
Can we also look up what the cost of
an adoption is?
The average cost of an adoption is? That would be something that I would be curious to see.
Yeah, it's like 90 G. It's like, I think it's up because it used to be about 40. For domestic adoption, you expect between, $15,000 and $45,000. But how old is that study? Oh, that's 2022.
Right. I wonder what the majority of that cost comes from. It
looks legal, like. Probably.
Yeah.
Legal expenses, I would guess.
Well, international adoptions seem to be
I thought international were cheaper, and that's why like all the celebs and stuff did that. I guess, I don't know. That doesn't make sense though, because they have money.
Well, I think the international adoption thing is more for like the social cred that the celebrities get from doing that. It's just my cynical take on it.
Yeah, but if like you're doing something like to the social credit, and it's still a good thing. Like
it's still
a bad thing to do.
Right.
You know?
It's like donating to charity, but putting it on Facebook.
Yeah. Like I think every day about, I wish someone would adopt Lakin into like another group chat.
Yeah.
Like become her friend.
It'd be a charitable act.
Yeah, it would be. You could probably write that off. All the lunches and stuff she gets.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, you want to go back to Girl Sober?
Well, I was just going to say, I love the rescue stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a donator of that, too. Yep. I don't really talk about like the things I donate to, but like the Humane Society is the one, because that's where I got him here in Midland, and then somehow he ends up with the name Toast.
Gotcha.
But like also it works. Like when you look at him, you're like, yeah, and you see how he acts.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's a toast.
Do you give him like fun nicknames like Toaster Strudel or Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I call him Toasters. I call him Toaster Strudel. I call him Strudelers. I don't know how that one came up. And then I call him Trash. Like not in like a negative way. Not in a negative way. That's awful. I call him Trash because he like, when
you just
I got
get
him,
into the trash?
He would love, that's where he got like, he would go eat trash.
Yeah.
Because like that was, I mean, he was a rescue. So clearly he was eating trash beforehand.
Probably weren't feeding him just like your kid.
No, he eats more than my kid. My kid doesn't eat.
This is true. I've seen Sean's kid eat, and he does not like there's no way he's getting the right amount of nutrition.
He did eat the we went out to Cracker Barrel, and he ate the full plate of the cheesecake pancakes.
Is he a picky eater?
I don't think so. He does come up like I swear to God, he came to my house one day and I made mashed potatoes like with our steak, and he told me he didn't like mashed potatoes, and I was like, okay, I saw you eat mashed potatoes like a week ago, and he's like, I don't like them. And then I texted mom, and I'm like, mom, since when he doesn't like mashed potatoes? And she's like, oh, he's never liked them.
Do you ever try to use logic on him? Like, hey buddy, do you like french fries? Cause like, it's the same thing.
That's a good idea. I think it's a texture thing for him though.
Yeah.
Because that's what he said. I don't like the way it feels. That's what he said. I don't like the way it feels in my mouth.
I get that.
So I think it's a texture thing. But I texted mom and I'm like, dude, since when? And she was like, he's never liked them. I'm like, he just was eating mashed potatoes. I watched him do it.
Like, this is new for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, it's like he has two personalities. Because like, he acts one way at my house and then goes to her house and is a completely different human being.
Yeah.
Like she'll tell, like, cause like, well, you've never seen it, but like he goes to like a bedtime routine and like he goes and he gets ready on his own, brushes his teeth, flosses, all that stuff. And then he'll like, come give me a hug. And then like he goes to bed. We're not going to talk about the way he sleeps, but he goes to bed.
Well, it's funny. And I do just want to bring it up. we don't have to talk about it, but we
should never talk about that publicly.
If you guys have seen any of Tom Segura's recent bits on Two Bears, One Cave, he talks about his kid and his newfound enjoyment of sleeping naked and all these weird things that he does.
And that's my 6-year old.
Yeah.
He is.
I think it's just a stage.
I think so. I think it's like a 6-year old stage.
I don't know that I ever had that stage. I'm having it now.
I don't know that I ever wanted that stage.
Yeah.
In my household.
No, as a part of my newfound girl sobriety, I have nobody in the house to bother me, so I can just kind of be natural.
So if you're a girl sober, there's no dating apps.
There's no dating apps. I've never been a big fan of dating apps. I know we've got really different takes on this. I think dating apps have always kind of been this superficial, surface level way to meet people. Called me old school for a 24-year-old, but that's just not my speed.
Wow. You're a real man.
I think so.
I love dating apps.
Sometimes I flip through the phone book and I'm like, that's a cute name. Kelsey. I'm going to call her.
You had to say that name, didn't you?
It's just top of mind.
I hate him right now. He had to say that name specifically. He had to say that name. Moving on. So, okay, no girls, no nothing. Who's your celeb crush?
Oh, man. This is Lakin's got a good point. So my like newfound celeb crush is Tate McRae. And I'll be honest, I didn't even know she existed until the NHL All-Star event. And she performed and she looked good.
Tate McRae. Any idea who that is?
She's Canadian, I think, just like Biebs.
Oh, the Biebs?
Yeah, just like the Biebs.
I love the Biebs. You know, Ryan Reynolds is Canadian too.
Is he?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things that came out of Canada. Yeah. Not just maple syrup.
I don't like maple syrup.
You don't?
No.
You know, when I was a kid, this is...
But I also don't like ranch. I don't know that I should...
All right. We can have a long, heated discussion about why ranch is the best condiment. But I don't know that we need to go there right now.
It's an okay condiment. I don't know that it's the best condiment.
Superior to all other condiments. I would argue
barbecue sauce, but whatever.
Have you ever mixed the two together?
And like, what would you get? That's like a mix sauce, like a McDonald's sauce.
Then you dip chicken tenders in it. My freshman year at college, my RA, when we ate together at the the cafeteria, the dining hall, I always was like, dude, what is in your bowl? Because that just looks like the most orange condiment ever.
That's disgusting.
I've never seen an orange condiment. And he would mix the barbecue sauce. And we had two separate barbecue sauces at our dining hall. We had like a tangy one and then like a sweet one. And I can't remember which one he would mix, but he'd mix one specific barbecue sauce with the ranch. And I'm not kidding. It really was the best thing you could dip chicken in.
I don't like orange colored condiments.
No.
Well,
name another.
But like go getting away from that. Like my son, when you had to feed him, you know, when he's a baby and you had to do those like foods.
Yeah.
I did not feed my
son. Like the Gerber ones?
Yeah. I didn't feed him anything orange colored. I tried one time and I threw up.
Oh, it was bad for you.
I actually threw up.
Wow.
It's just something about it. I don't know what it is. Just looking at it and like watching him enjoy it. It's just like, oh God. And then I threw up. His mom used to yell at me all the time. She'd be like, why aren't you feeding him carrots? And I'm like, I can't.
The one food that he'd enjoy and actually eat, you just couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. I was not man enough in that instance in my life. I couldn't do it.
Is there anything else that's like that, that just kind of makes you like instantly get queasy?
UV blue. The alcohol.
Facts.
Just thinking about it makes me want to die.
I was more going down the line of like smells or sights. Like, are you like a person that can handle blood?
Well, I can't smell UV blue either.
Oh. that's fair.
Blood. Yeah. Blood. Well, it depends on like, it's like a situation dictates kind of thing. Obviously, because I was in the Marines. Right. So like in those instances, I'm fine with blood. But like you give me someone that just like sliced open their hand and there's like a copious amount of blood coming out of their hand, I'm going to pass out.
What about like childbirth?
Oh, you had to bring that up, didn't you?
I was curious.
I had to bring
When you're a father, I'm not a father.
They had to bring in extra nurses because I thought I was going to pass out during the birth of my child.
Have you ever donated blood?
Yes. Yeah. Almost passed out.
Did you almost pass out?
I almost passed out.
This is really funny. The one and only time that I've donated blood, I completely passed out. And I didn't even think it was going to happen because I was sitting there and I was the last person of the day. And I'd refused the juice. I'd refused the cookies. I was being a man about it. I was like, I'm going to be fine. And they come over and they're like, you're all done. You're good to go. Feel free to roll your sleeves back down, put your coat on, you know, take your time. Don't feel like you have to get up too soon. And I sat there, and as soon as I sat up, I was still feeling great, rolled my sleeves down, stood up, put my coat on, turned around to zip my coat up. And the next thing I knew, I was mid free fall straight onto my back, and I smacked my head pretty good. And they did come over. They gave me juice and cookies.
Oh, I had donuts. It was donuts. It was like Boston cream donuts when I donated blood. I didn't even finish.
Was it a Red Cross blood drive or was it?
Yeah, it was a Red Cross. I didn't even finish donating blood because they do that thing where they're like, hey, if you're feeling wheezy, just like let us know. And then they lean your back and put your legs up. I still hit it. I still went out.
Wow.
And then
did you pass out on the table?
Yeah, well, and it was like a chair.
Okay.
It was like a lounge chair.
Gotcha.
It was like leather.
I was on one of those like elevated cots that you would see at the doctor's office.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
no, I was on a chair, leaned back, and then she was like, pump the blood, you know, because you pump the ball
right
to like get the blood going.
Yep.
And I woke up like 5 minutes later and she was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't remember what happened. Can I finish giving blood? She was like, yeah, you tried.
Yeah.
She's like, some things are not meant for you.
Right.
And it was blood. I can't.
But you
it.
Can do needles. Like needles aren't the issue.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have tattoos, but that's so different.
I've never thought those two things were the same, needles and tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've got a buddy who I just recently found out is absolutely terrified of needles. Like even like the little finger prick diabetes thing. So we were talking because I had done a testosterone test last year. And I was like, dude, yeah, it's super simple. They just send you the kit in the mail. You prick your finger. You drop like 3 drops of blood onto this little paper card and then you mail it back. And he's like, dude, I couldn't do that. I was like, what do you mean you couldn't do that? And he's like, I can't do the needles. I can't do the finger prick. He told me he'd rather stab himself in the hand with a fork than prick himself in the finger with a needle.
That's intense.
I was like, dude,
I get it though. I understand. I just something about blood.
Yeah.
But I
just know that there are some people that are like that with needles. I've never understood that.
So I get out of the Marine Corps and I go back to like my day job, and like, it was like a small responsibility job before I went to the DOD.
Yeah.
And someone at work cut their hand open and they're like, Sean, you need help. And I'm like, what happened? I go running in there and like the dude's like holding his hand and it's just gushing blood. And I had to sit down.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys called the wrong person. I can't do it. There's no way.
Yeah. My uncle had a pretty serious accident at work when I was probably still in high school at the time. And he worked at like a machine shop or like a factory. And he put some sort of drill press like straight through his hand. And I guess it missed all of the bones, but it like pushed everything out of the way, but left like a clean, perfect circle. We used to call him Jesus because he had like a hole in his hand.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, it was funny. Gracious. Wow. So Tate McRae is a celeb crush. Tate McRae
is the new celeb crush.
And if you were to ask me,
yeah, she is.
Okay.
If you were to ask me about like my longtime celebrity crushes, like not just the new fads,
yep,
I would tell you Jennifer Aniston is top.
Pretty
top
good.
Number
She's
one.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And then Shakira, dude. I've always been interested in
Shakira. Yeah. I do like Shakira. So you like the older women?
I do, yeah.
Interesting. So Tate McRae walks to that door right now, looks at you.
Where?
And she's like, I've always loved you, Sebastian. You don't, because you're girl sober.
That would be a dilemma.
Would you do it?
No, I'd like to think that I'd stick to my values.
You wouldn't? I wouldn't. I would never stick to my values.
No.
I mean, my values are I would never steal a woman from a man, but like Blake Lively walks to that door right now and she's like, hey, I'm thinking about leaving Ryan Reynolds. I'm going for it. She's clearly delusional, but like I'm gonna do it anyways.
Right. You know, my mom always had a hall pass. Right. It was Justin Timberlake.
Interesting.
Did you and your wife ever have like a hall pass?
Well, no, it's not a hall pass. It's the list of 5 celebrities.
Oh.
You know, but
like if this person is in front of me right now.
Yeah, you get to do it. Yep. Yeah, we did a list of 5.
Except my mom's wasn't really like. It was more like, I'll leave you and go marry him.
You know, that's not a hall pass.
Yeah.
That's just, kind of mean. It's just kind of mean.
I don't know that it is though.
Let's see. I had Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Obviously, I think Scarlett has always withstood the test of time. Blake Lively also always withstood the test of time. At the time that I got married, there was a country singer. Her name was Raylan, and she is just everything.
Is she not popular anymore? I don't even know that name.
You know who Raylan is, right? Yeah, yeah. She had the song that was super popular. It was called like God Make Girls. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So has she done anything else?
Kind of like a one hit wonder.
Not really. She makes a lot of music.
Okay.
Well, sure. I think I've only ever heard God Made Girls, and I saw the video, and I was like, this woman is going to be my ex-wife one day.
Gotcha. How'd that work out?
I don't think she even knows that I exist in the world. Mm.
I feel like you talk in the future sense quite a bit. So you're like future ex-wife. This woman's going to be my ex-wife, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The ex-wife bit aside, do you feel like when you meet someone, you have a pretty good idea of like where that relationship is going, or do you feel like you need a couple things to figure it out?
I think there's three defining moments. There's three defining moments of knowing whether or not a girl is the one. There's 15 minutes in, so you got to pass the three. Okay, there's 15 minutes in, and if you meet a girl and within the first 15 minutes you know, and you're like, okay, cool, like I like her, and then it's just a decision from that point to continue. And because I think it's a little bit different for dudes than it is for girls too. Like you can just push past. I love red flags. So like I just don't even care at that point. You know, I'm just going for it. Honestly, if you
red have flags, green lights.
Yeah. If you have a green flag, like I don't like that. Like I probably run from that. Okay. Like if you're stable, I don't like that. But the red flags, I dig it. And so like the 15 minutes.
And what happens there? Is it just pushing through the initial awkwardness of meeting a new person?
Yeah, like there's it's like that
spark.
Do you
guys vibe at all? Is there chemistry?
Chemistry, okay. That attraction, that 15 minutes. And then I think it happens again at 3 months. I'm sorry. I think it happens again at 3 weeks.
Okay.
Because then you get to know that person a little bit more and they start to tell you like, oh, I've got this value. Or they say something like really dumb to you and you're like, oh, wow, we don't vibe at all anymore because they ruined it. Or like they have like a weird habit, or like you get done with like that fourth date, you know, and they just start smoking a Marlboro Red in front of you.
Yeah.
I've had that happen. Where ruined it a little bit.
Where do you lie on ideological issues with women? Like, do you think that you guys can have very different political views? Do you think you can have very different ideological views and still make a meaningful relationship or lasting relationship, I guess, is more important?
That's a good question. I think you can. Because it keeps it spicy, keeps it like,
yeah,
you know, spicy. But I think you have to like have, I believe that if two people actually sit down and talk to each other in a relationship and actually communicate and talk about, like, even it doesn't matter like where you are politically, like if you talk about like the issues and you like probably still align on the issues, I think you're fine.
Gotcha.
But if they're like, I hate rescue dogs, I'm like, I hate you.
That would be a really big red flag.
Yeah. Or they don't like children, red flag.
Yeah.
I have a child. I can't do that.
At what point in time is it the right point to introduce someone new to your child?
I'm a dude. Knock it out.
Right away?
Get it done. I'm a dude. I'm a dude. I have a lot of guns in my house, so I'm safe. I knock it out.
Gotcha.
There's a story there. I was talking to a girl, 3 months. She finally meets the child, okay? So she meets the child. They hit it off. They are like two peas in a pod. They're like, he's running around with her. She's running around. Like, they're having fun. They're doing something in his playroom. Like, she was playing video games or something like that. She comes out. Like, I put him to bed. She comes out, and she's like, this was, like, the best day ever. I love this day. And she's like, I love your kids. She's like, I'm just so excited for this. She's like, I never thought I'd like kids, but I'm like, I'm so excited. I'm like, this is great. I'm like on cloud nine because, you know, I'm like, I think like one of like for a dad, like the sexiest thing in the entire world is like seeing someone like be good with your kid.
Right.
So she leaves.
like paternal, maternal.
Yeah. It's a weird, like, it's like an attraction thing.
Right.
Cause like, I don't know how to explain it to you, but like even our like choice, like when I've shown you women I'm attracted to, you're like, I don't see it. And I'm like, she's a really good mom. You know what right. I mean? So she leaves the house. It's not even 5 minutes later. I get a text. And it's like, hey, just to let you know, like, I'm not feeling this at all. I hate kids. She's like, and I don't want nothing to do with your child.
Wow.
She's like, shit on my day.
Where do you even go from there? Is that?
I mean, we're done. You don't come back from that.
Yeah.
You don't
come back. Now it's just knock it out right away.
Yeah, it's like, not right. I mean,
is it like a litmus test for a woman if they can vibe with your kid?
Yeah, you have to, like, because, like, I've heard, like, there's, like, the girls have, like, the 6-month rule. What happens if you do not like their kid? That's 6 months gone.
Right, but I think.
So what's the rule? 3-month rule? No, I've heard girls say 6 months before.
Yeah, I think the thing about that, like, 3-month, 6-month, whatever it is, rule is that the idea is for you to make sure that your kid isn't being introduced to, you know, too many people.
Where do you stand
on that?
I mean, my son just thinks everybody's his best friend.
So. Everybody's your best friend. Dad's got so many friends. Dad's like the coolest person ever.
No clue what's going on. He's just like, dude, dad's bringing me friends.
Yeah. That's funny.
So there was only ever the one, like, I had to, like, explain to him what was going on because he didn't really understand. But even then, it was just like he thought he lost a friend. Gotcha. Because we were sitting in the grocery store and I brought up the name that you mentioned earlier. And I was like, I wish I knew what kind of popcorn she used to buy. She used to buy this, like, she's a dietitian.
It was like Smart Pop,
probably. Yeah, something like that. It was like this caramel, but it had, like, no calories. But it's better than normal popcorn, right? And so I'm standing there with him, with Declan, and I'm like, man, I was like, I wish I knew what kind of popcorn she used to buy.
Right.
And he goes, and he did that, like, foot thing where he cocks his foot and, like, does the hip thing, but he puts his hand on his hip. And he's like, I just don't think she likes you anymore. And I was like, okay, dude, like, don't shit on me and Meyer.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a grocery store.
I didn't need that right here.
I was like, I didn't need that after today. Wow. But thanks, dude. Appreciate that. I was like, why do you think she doesn't like me anymore? He goes, sometimes you're just hard to like. And I was like, all right, dude, let's go.
Well, little man was taking shots, apparently.
He was just being honest. You know, I get it. So you just, like, okay, you date a year and then you meet the kids.
Yeah.
And you don't like them. What do you do? Do you stay together for the kids?
Yeah.
It's you're being Blink-182.
You see, so I'm asking all these questions because I feel like I've got, like, the best opportunity here, being girl sober, being on the outside, not seeking out relationships, that I can do the next one really right. You know what I mean?
If I'm you, I would never date a girl with kids.
Okay.
That's a hot take.
That is a hot take.
That's going to get clipped. I'm going to go into the group chats. If I was you, I'd never date a girl with kids.
Okay. Why? You don't want to raise somebody else's kids, or
you don't have a kid, so, like, why would I wouldn't do it?
That's fair.
I have a kid, so, like, I'm cool and, like, I'm in that world, and so, like, I like kids.
Yeah,
you know, that aren't annoying me.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me would be, like, it would be harder to travel. It would be harder to go do, like, especially if someone's got a young kid and, like, we have to arrange for, like, a sitter or any of that sort of stuff. It would be harder to go do, like, events that you should be doing in your young 20s.
I've even made the joke to my ex-wife. I made the joke one time. I was like, if you and I ever get back together, I was like, we need to figure out a way to still do, like, week on, week off so I can have some space. And she was like, I totally understand that. And I was like, yeah, that's a hot take, but, like, it's true. Cause, like, if you just are a full-time parent, cause, like, I do the week on, week off thing. Right. And,
right.
Like, so I'm not a full-time parent. Like, I get a week where I'm getting crushed by the kids, sports, work, everything.
You've said before that you prefer that to the old format that you guys were on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the old format was just a lot of back.
It was too much back and forth.
Yeah, a lot of back and forth. The 2-2-3, that was like a lot. That was a lot back and forth.
Yeah.
A lot.
I get that.
So what do you think, do you think, like, your perfect woman is?
Yeah, that is a tough one. I don't necessarily know that I've dated enough to really have that nailed down. But like I was saying, I think I'm in a really good spot here.
You don't say, Mr. I was practically married at 24 years old.
I was practically married at, well, from 19 to 24. Yeah.
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 That was a long relationship.
It was a long relationship.
I will say, though, I learned a lot.
Did you?
Yeah. I think so.
Interesting. What did you learn?
Well, so I want to start by saying I think every relationship teaches you something, no matter how long it is. You're going to learn something from it, right? Whether it's good, bad, ugly, whatever it is, especially the ugly ones, I think you learn the most from, right? Like you learn the don'ts.
I learned everything from my, I don't know. Yeah, I learned a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like coaches, right? They used to be like, oh, well, like failure is great because now you learn more when you fail than you do when you succeed, because you learn a lot of stuff not to do. There's so many things that you shouldn't do and only a couple right ways to do a lot of things in life. And I think failure is one of the greatest ways to learn. And I also don't want to classify my last relationship as failure, but I do think I learned a lot from it.
Interesting. Like I said, is that your politically correct answer right there?
No, that's actually my genuine answer. Like I said, I don't necessarily think it was failure.
Interesting. I've had some failures of relationships.
Obviously, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did not.
Well, unfortunate.
Are you sad?
I was.
Okay.
I'm in a good mood now. Doing all right. Going to the gym. That's my therapy.
Oh, so you're a gym bro now?
Yeah, kind of a gym bro. I've almost made it my whole personality. I'm getting really close.
You have, because you were complaining about being in a bad mood because you didn't have your creatine this morning.
I didn't have my creatine this morning.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I'm probably not going to hit my macro targets for the day, but... We're not going to talk about that. I don't need to be in a good mood or in a bad mood twice.
So who is Sebastian's perfect woman?
In what sense are we asking?
Like, describe your perfect woman.
Okay, but are we asking in the physical, or are we asking
first five things that pop in your head, who's Sebastian's perfect woman?
She's probably a brunette.
Of course. Naturally.
Yep, she's probably like somewhere between 5'2 and 5'6, maybe.
So you like short girls?
I like shorter than me girls.
Okay.
Yeah. Which isn't, I mean, it's not super hard to do. I'm not like below average
height.
Just a little bit above average.
I love tall women.
Yeah. Outside of that, I think my perfect girl, like I said, she's probably like 5'2". She's a brunette. She has a job. I think that's important. I think that's really important.
I love
has like more than just a job, maybe like a career, like something she's dedicated and passionate.
I love about. That we have to have that. You had to say that clarify she has a job. That. That's yeah. interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
So something she's dedicated and passionate about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's probably a little bit, you know, attached, crazy. I like that, like clinginess. I'm a very like, I like that clinginess.
She's toxic. A little bit.
I don't want to say
like a good way.
Yeah, I don't want to say good way. Toxic necessarily, but she's definitely a little clingy. She likes to attached. She physical touch, right? Like that. Like the what are the five love languages? We should take the test. We'll talk about that next week.
Mine's I'm physical touch.
Dude. Yeah, no, physical touch for me is number one. I think it was like I took the test not that long ago. I think it was like physical touch. Like gifts was like my last one. Words of affirmation was somewhere in the middle. Quality time was number two. And what's the fifth one? We're only missing one there.
Gift giving?
No, gift giving is my last.
Gift giving, words of affirmation,
quality time, physical touch.
Oh, acts of service.
Acts of service. So it was like acts of service and gift giving were my last two. So I guess in that order, it'd be physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, gift giving.
Mine's like physical touch. Yeah. And then I break down the levels of physical touch that I like the most.
So it's like physical touch... Five times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Like, what are you going to buy me?
Right.
What are you going to buy me? I mean, I guess it's like, you see a shirt that I would like and you get that maybe, but like,
right.
I'm not really like a gift guy.
You know, I will say though, there's been a couple times when girls have gotten me like very thoughtful gifts and I was like, oh dang, like that actually means a little bit of something to me.
Wow. That's nice.
I like did something inside.
What was your favorite gift? What was your favorite gift you ever got?
Oh, wow. Just in general, there was this really cool garbage truck I got as a kid one Christmas.
A garbage truck?
Yeah.
Like a toy garbage truck. That's your favorite gift you've ever gotten?
I think so.
Interesting. Wow.
If you were there, you would know, but it had all these like mechanized like components and you could put like shredded paper in this like plastic dumpster. And then you could drive up to it and put the forks into the dumpster, like lift it up, put it in, compact the trash.
I think my favorite thing is that you're smiling while describing this perfect toy.
It's like the most pure, innocent childhood memory I have.
That's amazing, dude. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Do you have any pure, innocent childhood memories you'd like to share with the group?
No.
Okay.
No. My, I mean, it's not like my childhood was bad.
Yeah.
But I don't have the best. I also don't have like the best memories from my childhood, but you know, yeah. That's neither here nor there.
What's your favorite, like the favorite gift you've ever gotten?
My child.
Oh. I feel like they kind of gave that to yourself though.
I did do that. I did partake. Best 60 seconds of my life. Well, 30, but like I had to, you know, clothes had to come off.
Right.
So best 60 probably seconds of my
round
life.
Trip, 60
yeah,
seconds.
Round trip, 60 seconds all yeah. day. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So going back, are we still covering my perfect
yeah,
girl?
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect
getting
girls.
Past this.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, man, I don't know that I've necessarily lived enough life to have like this perfect girl. I've met a lot of great people. A lot of great women throughout my life. Yeah, I was gonna say people makes it sound like I'm maybe swinging both ways, but I'm not. But I just didn't want to like be derogatory.
Is that a problem for you if they are?
Women? No, it's not a problem. We're not going down this road. We're gonna keep this as PC as possible.
I was just asking a question.
No, it's not a problem for me at all. It's just not my personal taste. Just like you don't like ranch, I don't like men.
It's not that I don't like ranch. Like, I just, like, I'm not going to put, like, who puts ranch, like, I find it so weird when people put ranch on their pizza.
That's, like, the best place to put it.
Why? No.
Pizza is a ranch vehicle. It is designed to get ranch into your mouth.
No. Pizza, light cheese, extra sauce. I don't like, that's the other thing. I don't really like cheese.
Just like breadsticks. Breadsticks are a ranch vehicle.
I love breadsticks.
Breadsticks
we had the other day.
Breadsticks are designed to get as much ranch into your mouth as possible.
I just don't like ranch.
Yeah. All right. So
go ahead.
So going back, I've met a lot of great women throughout my life. All sorts of different, you know, types of personalities and whatnot. And I think that there are so many different, you know.
Who's your favorite ex?
Oh, I don't know that we should.
No, no. I think we should.
I think.
Who's your favorite ex?
I think you know.
Oh, I want to know.
I don't know that I want to like name her publicly though.
Oh, so that one.
Yeah.
Still. To this day?
That's so tough. You know who I'm talking about. But the problem for me with that one is that like when it was going on, it was so great. Like there was never an issue. But then like as soon as it was over, it was like, what just happened?
Can you see Lakin in the background? She's like, stop. This is the whole point of the show.
This is the entire point of the show. Like I said, so I think that that one was the greatest in the sense that like when it was good, it was great. And then it all just fell apart so quickly twice.
Yeah. I dated a girl 9 times.
That's wild.
I dated a girl 9 times once.
It was. I don't know if I believe in the on and off like...
Well, you know who I'm talking about, right?
I do.
Yeah. I did her 9 times.
Yeah.
And you know what irks me the most about it? If she walked in right now.
Fourth base?
No, okay.
All right.
Don't hurt
Home
me.
Home base. Sorry.
Don't hurt me in front of everybody.
Okay.
If she walked in that door right now and I was like, hey, remember those 9 times we dated? She would look everybody in the eyes like, oh, we never dated.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, just strike me down even more. But yeah, I was like,
that's ballsy.
It's like 9 times. She kept leaving me for an ex.
Yeah.
But like she didn't cheat. She just leave me for the same ex like repeatedly. Yeah, she was leaving, not cheating. Like that's acceptable.
Yeah.
And I was just a different person back then.
Did you feel like an option?
I did. I was. I still think I'm an option, like for being blatantly honest.
I think you're kind of in kind of at blame there for making yourself an option.
Well, yeah, but back then I didn't have the cojones to be like, "Hey, this isn't okay, and I'm done with you."
Yeah.
I was like, please call back.
Yeah.
I think I cried into a pillow.
And then you just, like, enlisted in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, and then I, like, became, like, a man.
Yeah.
You know? I think that, I think you could, like, attest, like, me joining the Marine Corps to that relationship.
I feel like we could dive deeper into that. Yeah.
We could, but we're not going to, but we
could. That's fine. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, I think that was, like, me joining the Marines was, like, stemmed from that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use the word trauma.
I would say I've heard that there's like three reasons people join the military. It's like the first one is because it's like a family tradition.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the second one is because they're psychopaths and they just need a legal reason to kill somebody.
I could see that.
Right. I'm sure you've probably seen that from a couple people. You're like, yeah, but you're time. Just here to kill.
But like
people.
They thrive. Like it's so weird. You put them in like normal society and they don't do good. But like you put them in the military and like Oh, they're like the best human beings. That's crazy. Ever.
You put a psychopath who wants to kill people into a a war, and they do well.
Yeah, they do great.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would have never guessed.
Yeah, they do great. They're killing it. They're crushing.
And then so like the third one is that like people that are running from something, whether it's like financial problems or like home problems.
Yeah,
or, yeah.
The third one, we did a poll when I was in. We did a poll of 150 kids. Only out of 150 people, only two of them had parents that were still married.
Wow.
And that's like a real.
So it's just like everybody's running from something.
Everybody came from a broken home when I was in the Marines. I'm sure like the Air Force, like if you, I wonder if like you went to the Air Force
like their
and
like parents the Coast Guard them there.
And they're just like loved. Yeah. They came from like a nurtured home, but like they still wanted to feel like they were doing something for their country. That's... So like, yeah, go join the Air Force. You know?
I feel like it's a bit of a dig.
It was a, that's a dig. Yeah, it's a little bit of a dig. But it's fine. Dig.
That's all right.
It's fine. That's all right. So yeah, 150 kids. Interviewed, asked, we did it, and then only two of them had parents that were still married.
Yeah.
But, like, those two, like, the one that had, like, super loving parents, and then there was another kid, I don't even remember, and then my platoon commander at the time, his parents were still married.
Gotcha.
And I actually met them one time. They were super nice, nice family. Me and that guy, the platoon commander, which was, like, we weren't supposed to do this, but, like, we were kind of bros.
Yeah.
We went out for a beer a couple times, that sort of thing, which was like not allowed, but he was one of the dudes, so it was pretty cool.
Right. Right.
So
so back to where we were, not to, you know, say that getting off topic's bad, but back to where we were. Like I said, met a lot of great people, women, and I don't know that I have a perfect girl just yet. I think I'm more concerned right now with figuring out how to date people, number one. Right. So like I was asking all these questions about like what's the right timing, all sorts of things. Number two,
timing's important. Is
I think I've really got to have my own like personality dialed in and what's important to me to figure out. So that way, when I do meet someone, it's way easier to just be like, oh, well, this person doesn't fit with who I am. Because there's a lot of folks that will change their own.
Yeah, they're jello.
Right. Yeah.
They're jello. So I don't know if my first wife.
I don't know if you've ever seen comedian on Netflix, Daniel Sloss, and he's got a show called Jigsaw, and it's hilarious. And it really changed the way I thought about relationships. And, you know, because he makes a couple jokes. He's like, you know, to think you found the one 7 miles from where you grew up is hilarious. Right?
That is, you know, that's such a good point, though. But, yeah. Like, look, okay. So, like, I have a lot of friends on Facebook.
Right.
Look, when I see all the ones that are, like, in the happiest of relationships, they don't, like, they find their person that's not from Michigan.
Right.
Like, you think your person's in Bay City, Michigan?
Yeah, you think the one lives like, 7 minutes from where you grew up? Out of 7 billion people on this planet, you think the one?
The one's from Carroll, Michigan?
From Carroll, Michigan. That's
some
wild.
Shit town with the wrong name.
Right. So he's got these, like, great jokes about, and it really humanizes this kind of, like, the weirdness of, like, dating, and it makes it really accessible and understandable. But he... Again, back to the reason why I named the show Jigsaw is because he talks about people being, you know, jigsaw pieces. And so, like, you've got a jigsaw puzzle and you start with four corners. And, like, the first corner is your family. And the second corner is your work. And then the third corner is your hobbies. And I can't remember what the fourth corner is. But anyways, you've got these, like, four corners that you build your puzzle. Like, this jigsaw puzzle is you, right? And you build it out. You start with your family. You start, because when you start a jigsaw puzzle, we all know you start with the corners. Only psychopaths start in the middle.
Have you seen my son do a jigsaw? Like, it's so weird that you bring that up. Have you seen him do a puzzle?
Please tell me he doesn't start in the middle.
Starts in the middle. And, all dude, right. He is a savant. Like, I would sit there and watch him do the puzzle, and he'd start in the middle. And I'm like, dude, what are you, like, number one, there's an easy way.
Yeah.
Number two, like, you're doing this absurdly fast for starting in the middle.
Right. Autism goes undiagnosed. So
I don't think he is. I don't think he is.
You just said he was a savant. I mean, how quick does he complete these puzzles?
You should, he was like 2.5, 3 years old doing puzzles, like 6 year old puzzles.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He would get up early in the mornings. Cause he's always been like from like 3 years old on, like,
early bird.
Yeah. Early bird. Yeah. And then he would be like, he wouldn't come wake me up. He'd just go do his own thing in the morning, which is weird.
Yeah.
And he would go and like to the living room and make a puzzle. So I remember there was a big one, like a big dinosaur puzzle. And he came just, I mean, it was like 7:30 in the morning, just kicks my door and, Dad. I'm like, what? And he's like, I did the puzzle. You have to come see it. I go downstairs and I was like, holy shit, dude. you did this freaking puzzle on your own? He's like, I did it. And I was like, I heard you get up like 30 minutes ago. How did you do this puzzle?
Puzzle's done.
And so I was like, whatever. I took a photo with him. I broke it up. And I was like, I want to see you do it again. And he did. He just straight from the middle out.
Wow.
Just did the puzzle. It was weird.
Well, anyways, I think most of us would agree the right way to do a puzzle is to start at your four corners and work your way in.
Right? Yes, 100%.
So anyways, the comedian Daniel Sloss, he talks about life being a jigsaw puzzle. And like I said, you've got your four foundational corners and you start there and you work your way into the middle, right? And when you get to the middle, that last piece is going to be your significant other, right? And he talks about how people will just cram like these puzzle pieces that obviously don't fit and be like, look, I did it. I've completed my puzzle. When it like, again, obviously doesn't fit. That's not the right piece for your puzzle. And everybody on the outside can see it. And you're standing there with your stupid puzzle that you think you've finished. And everybody knows that it's not done right. Again.
It was deep.
That was deep. It was a great special. If you haven't seen it, go watch Jigsaw on Netflix. If it's still up, I don't even know if it's still up anymore. But again, now that I'm girl sober and I can take the time to girl sober, because it's like it's a term that we're using.
I think "we" is used loosely here. Loosely. I think you're using it. I'm not girl sober.
This is true. I've found this term on TikTok, and I am girl sober. So again, now that I can take the time to really like sit back and do a relationship right. Like I've got to really build out my four corners and figure out what the fourth one is, I guess, before I decide to put a puzzle piece in the middle.
Wow. It's deep. Yeah. On that deep note, I think we're gonna move on to pop culture to wrap this up.
Okay. Yeah. What do you got? Any good stories from this week?
Oh yeah. This is a good one. So moving on to pop culture news, a viral Facebook, I can't even say it, dude, because I'm already imagining them. I already saw the memes.
And I just want everybody to know that I am not up to speed on any of these pop culture like events or references. Sean put these in the show notes and he's like, hey, we're going to talk about these. And I was like, this is gonna be great because I
don't know. You don't know
just as
anything.
Clueless as you guys are.
Yeah. So moving on to pop culture news, a viral Facebook post is taking men and women by storm after a woman claims that if she is in the woods alone, she would rather run into a bear instead of a man. The reason why I'm laughing is because the memes are freaking gold.
So it's like the comment section that's gold.
It's gold. Okay. So like the one meme was a picture of a bear and a girl, and it was like your girl and the bear. She tells you not to worry about.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's gonna be the good memes are so good. Out.
Okay.
Well, like no. So it's why. So the post goes viral.
Right.
Shared hundreds of thousands of times, and I'm watching like every female in my timeline share it. And I finally like, what the hell? Because I saw the memes first, and I was like, why is everybody posting a bear? This makes no sense. But yeah, so basically the story goes that like if a woman were in the woods alone on a run or a jog or whatever, she'd rather run into a bear because she's less likely to be hurt or attacked or followed by the bear than she is a man.
Okay. What's your take on that? Because you know, I'll kind of dive into my thoughts on it recently, and
I'll tell you, man. I was reading the comments on some of these posts, and some of these dudes were all up in flames over a Facebook post.
Been out of shape.
Oh my god, dude! Yeah. The one like he goes on the phone. She's a good friend. Well, she's not a good friend of mine. She's a friend of mine, an acquaintance, and this guy like got all up in arms, and he like started like attacking her like weight.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, dude, I didn't know in like 2024 we still do that. Like, yeah. I thought that was kind of like
ad hominem attacks.
I was like, yeah, it's kind of cancelable. You don't do that anymore. But yeah, he's like going in on our way and like, oh, you're fat. And I wouldn't even like, no man would ever do that. I'm like, yeah, it's not.
The bear might be interested though.
I'm like, I was like, and then she came back. It was great. She came back with, see guys, the bear never would have said any of that stuff. He just said to me and I was like, that's gold. That's good.
That is good.
That's good. That is so good. Yeah, I mean, So the previous ex that I dated was a runner.
Okay.
And so she would give me her location because she had the craziest stories of like dudes driving by and like trying
catcalling
and like following her home. So I totally get it.
So my thoughts on this, and I like, I 100% agree, you know, well, here's kind of where my line of thinking is going. So I had seen a post recently, by a very controversial celebrity figure Andrew Tate.
Oh, of course it was Andrew Tate.
But I didn't disagree with it because he said, you know, someone said, why should women not be allowed to walk at night in the park? And he says, it's not about whether or not they're allowed to, right? It's take for example, you have a backpack with $10,000 cash in it. You should be able to leave that backpack on the street anywhere. In theory, nobody should take that backpack, but we don't live in a perfect world. We know that there's a good chance that that backpack is going to get stolen, or at least we think there's a chance it's going to get stolen. That's why none of us would ever leave a backpack with $10,000 cash on the street. We would put it somewhere safe, right? It's the same thing with, you know, women walking at night in the park. It's not whether or not they should be able to. It's whether or not it's practical and safe in the world we live in. We know there's evil in the world, right? We know that this is not a perfect system. So there are certain things we shouldn't do. I know this doesn't exactly, you know, kind of have the same.
Well, I mean, it kind of supports the logic.
It does support
though,
the logic, right? Which is really where I wanted to go with it.
It's just crazy.
You're right. We don't live in a perfect world. I get there's like nasty dudes out there who do terrible things. There's nasty girls out there who do terrible things too. There's just nasty people. I don't necessarily know that I would prefer to meet a bear, no matter, you know, how friendly that bear feels on that day.
I don't want to see a snake in the woods. I would cry.
It's creepy crawlies for me, man. It's bugs. I was going to say it's bugs for me.
Bugs, spiders. Yep. Oh my God.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I totally got it. It was just, I was watching the comments, I was reading the comments. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. And then I was like, I don't sleep. So like, and then I'm scrolling my For You page because now it's all bears, you know? And it was this like guy and he was talking about the statistics of bears. He goes, and he was like, yeah, only 7 women were killed last year by a bear. And he's like, and this is also not an instance that something's underreported. And I was like, nailed it.
Yeah.
So yeah, interesting.
All right, what do you got next?
Amidst divorce rumors, Haley and Justin Bieber announced that baby Bieber is on the way.
Oh, good things coming out of Canada once more.
Once more. What do you think they're going to name it? Name the baby. It, the baby.
Justin and Haley. What would they name a baby?
Oh, it's going to be eccentric.
You think it's going to be super eccentric?
I think it's going to be like Zendaya or something like that.
Well, it's already a name that exists, I think. So.
Well, yeah, but like, I mean like Zendaya.
Okay.
You know, like eccentric.
Yeah.
Which is like the coolest name.
That
in the world.
Seems to be like kind of, I don't know if, I guess I never really followed pop culture in, you know, the 2000s and I wasn't around in the 90s. I feel like that's a recent trend for celebrities to just name their kids the most off the wall shit.
It's true. Like you, there's Elon no Musk, celeb name. Yeah.
Like, can we?
Elon.
How do you even pronounce that? It's got like symbols in it.
Yeah. I don't know. But like you never see a celeb and you're like, what's up? And they just like, you see their kid and like,
Jeffrey.
Hi Jake.
Yeah.
Hi Bethany.
Yeah. It's never like one of our names, like just normal people.
It's just normal people names. Yeah. It's so weird that I think it's going to be exciting. It's going to be like something like Zendaya or something like that. Yeah. You know? By the way, I had no idea that Zendaya was famous pre like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
She's a singer.
You know what?
No, I had no idea.
I heard a story that she had like gone and done, like a casting somewhere and the producers were like, oh, we didn't know that was Zendaya.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause she wasn't wearing makeup.
Wait, like, she never wears Zendaya, makeup. I don't think she
off,
ever wears
Zendaya
makeup.
Is like naturally gorgeous. I don't know that makeup.
She's beautiful.
Right. Have you seen the new Challengers movie?
Challengers. No,
I don't know if it's, I guess I don't know if it's, I think it is out now in theaters, right?
I'm
yeah,
a big
we're gonna have to get
fan.
Somebody to look this up. I just saw everything I see in my life.
Oh,
on
the
TikTok.
One where she's like,
it's
I
like a tennis coach. She's like a tennis coach.
Yeah, she's like on the bed with the two dudes. That
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be like.
Well, that's the clip. Don't judge me. That's the clip that's on Facebook.
What's the clip they want you to see?
Yeah, it's the clip that they want you to see to bring you in to watch the movie.
Yeah, so it's out now. We'll have to go watch it this week and give our reviews next week. I've heard it is solid.
I'm a huge Euphoria fan.
I loved Euphoria.
Season 3, so I wonder what they're going to do since that guy passed away.
That guy passed.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
So this one's crazy. Video goes viral of a pastor announcing the passing of his wife, which was self-inflicted, at the end of his service, and asks everyone to quietly leave without saying anything.
It was just like a moment of silence, but get out?
No, it was very awkward. He basically standing up there after the hour-long service, and he says, I want everyone to say something. I want no one to comment on it. I want you all just to get up and leave.
Wow.
My wife has passed away. Self-inflicted.
Oh, so he did mention that it was...
Well, so now there's like a hashtag, like justice for whatever her name is. Can you look up her name? Because I just saw the justice for thing this morning. So apparently... She filed for divorce 48 hours beforehand. Her friends are saying that she never would have taken her own life. So it's getting kind of like death ruled suicide.
Is that her name, Sean?
I think that's it. Yeah, 3 days ago. Yeah, that's okay. It.
Yeah.
Pastor wife so died of suicide.
It's justice for...
Justice for
Mika.
Mika, yeah.
Yeah, Mika Miller.
Yeah, okay. And he just, it's just the weirdest video. And he just like has, there's like no emotion. It's just emotionless. And it's just a weird video. We'll have to like.
Well, and you know, this is I think it's kind of common knowledge. The significant other is always the first person of interest in a suicide,
everything,
or homicide, right? Whatever it is, or missing persons cases, it's always the significant other. I'm sure that there are probably some like weird facts in this case that make it seem like there's some foul play.
I love
especially the way it was announced,
but it was just the way he did it. It was just so weird. Like, so whether or not, I mean, he actually did, I had no idea, but it was just weird. Her friends are coming out. There's this hashtag, there's Facebook groups, and now it's becoming like the thing.
People love to get up in arms on Facebook.
Well, true crime, dude. People are fascinated with true crime.
This is a good thing to talk
about.
Women
love true crime.
Because we've had a really good slew of like documentaries and like Dahmer and like the Unabomber. And there's like so many good ones that we've seen recently, all like these true crime documentaries. The Zodiac Killer, right?
I love
that. Actually, that one was one of my favorites.
Yeah. The Zodiac one's really good.
Yeah. I think girls, like, I don't know what it is about it. They're just like enthralled with like this idea of like a
dating
a serial killer.
Is it
the danger?
Is it the danger? Yeah, what is it?
The bad boy aspect? Girl.
What is it? Like, why are women like fascinated with like serial killer men that are attractive? And what?
Okay. We'll have to get a real
what
woman
was the dude that uses
this.
Looks? Ted Bundy?
Yeah, Ted Bundy.
And he's not even a good looking dude.
Yeah.
Like, objectively, like, he's no Ryan Reynolds.
It's just cool that Ted Bundy partied at Michigan.
I don't know that that's cool. I don't know that I'm bragging about that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
All right. On to the next one.
Post Malone. This is my favorite one. Go ahead.
Yeah. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen release "I Had Some Help," one of the most anticipated songs of all time.
All time.
Yeah.
I listened to it an hour and a half straight this morning.
Yeah. Are we going to keep that on repeat the rest of the day?
All day.
Okay.
Well, it's like when Toby Keith passed. We only played Colt Toby Keith.
This is true.
So "I Had Some Help" comes out. We only listen to "I Had Some Help."
Yeah. I am a huge Post Malone fan. Like Morgan Wallen, not quite as much as you do.
I freaking love Morgan.
I love Post Malone in a country setting.
His album is going to
same with
to
Beyonce.
Go,
can we talk about all these singers nowadays?
Beyonce is not good at her country, like that. What is it? The Texas song?
Yeah, it's the
that
Texas
is not
song.
A good song.
I mean, might be one of Beyonce's best songs. No. Doesn't make it a great song.
No, that is not one of her best songs.
What is
what, was she in?
Single
she,
Ladies?
Was she Destiny's Child?
That's way before my time, man.
Oh yeah, that was in the 90s. I think it was Destiny's Child. Yeah. Destiny's Child. Yeah. I think. Man, that was a long time ago. Yeah. I have 25 years ago. Destiny's Child was like a thing.
It's again way before my time.
Yeah, it's a little older than you are, but yeah. I liked Destiny's Child. I like that poppy stuff that, you know, that top 40.
Like I said, I like all these artists because we lost Taylor Swift, right? Taylor Swift was arguably one of the greatest country singers of all time.
Never lost Taylor Swift.
And now she's doing all this weird eras stuff, and it's just not my speed.
It's a hot take. It's a hot take. I love Taylor Swift.
That's all right. You can love her. You can love her country stuff more.
New album's great.
Okay.
Did you listen?
I've heard enough.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. I don't like what she's doing now.
That's a hot take.
That is a hot take.
I think it's great.
Thank you.
I just every like she just keeps doing stuff. I mean, clearly she's talking about the cowbell.
But
in a lot of it. But I mean, she's in love. She's different person now.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Can you hear my stomach growling?
Is it lunchtime?
It is lunchtime. I think that would be a great place for us to leave this.
Should we go get a shake and not share?
We should go get a shake. We're not going to share, and we're going to listen to I Had Some Help on our way there.
All right, guys. Episode number one, we're not sharing. Girl Sober.
Thank you for joining us.
Have a good one.